Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Following a return to the drawing board, SGX has this week upped the ante in the proposed merger deal with the ASX. The sweetened deal will see the number of Australian directors on the board of a merged entity increase to 5. Terms of the rejig deal also forecast trading fees to remain low and an injection of $150 million over 5 years to be spent on new initiatives in the domestic market. Interestingly, this revised deal comes in the back of two other large proposed exchange mergers, being Germany's Deutsche Börse to buy out the New York Stock Exchange, and the London Stock Exchange plans to merge with Canada's TMX Group. Thus, it appears there are further leanings to a globalisation of financial markets and exchanges, and the pressure appears to be on the SGX to compromise in order for the ASX marriage to be given the go-ahead. Now, globalisation itself is a very interesting and intriguing concept. Firstly, what is globalisation and why is it driving market consolidation in worldwide bourses? In short, globalisation is all about synergies. The trade barriers that once existed between nations are crumbling before our eyes. Funds can now be transacted within milliseconds across the globe, and those in charge of investing funds through financial markets are constantly on the lookout for product innovation and technological improvements in order to achieve greater returns for clients. Now, some bourses are struggling to maintain domestic growth and thus looking for offshore opportunities. In other words, the concept really comes down to the bottom line. Money, and more of it, is the true driver behind globalization. Essentially, there are two ways through which profits from a market or bourse can be achieved. Obviously, there's cost cutting. Both ASX and SGX agree that a merger between the two will provide further market efficiency and greater investment opportunities through technological innovation. In the end, this is all meant to lead to cheaper trading. Now, this may have many highly active traders salivating happily as the cost of trading through fees, etc., can add up to a considerable amount if trading turnover is high, particularly on some of the more exotic products out there. Now, this push of more cost-effective trading will also stem from competition once the CHEX platform hits our shores. Secondly, and much more importantly, globalisation supposedly allows fund managers, subsequent platforms and the like, opportunities to source higher returns for their clients, with easier access to foreign markets and new financial products. And no one knows this better than SGX, and they want a slice of the action. Australia currently holds around $1.3 trillion of funds through superannuation, and this is projected to grow to around $5 trillion by 2030. Such funds will generally be invested via the ASX, and this is where SGX's true intentions behind the ASX merger lie, as the amount of money they can make for themselves from investing such a huge proportion of funds is astronomical. So whilst a merger may be tipped as the driving force behind the marriage of the two exchanges, it appears nothing could be further from the truth. Yet in saying this, does it really matter? I'm sure all investors will agree that essentially all we are looking for is consistent, standout returns from our assets. And if the SGX can do this through a union with the ASX, then it's all the better for us. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.